Greetings, lovely listeners. Today we dive into a fun exercise that Spirit gave me to try with my students that I call hand over heart, the hand over heart exercise. And it should really be called hand over heart, hand over solar plexus, because we're actually using both our hands to place on these two chakra centers while we work. But I just say hand over heart. So the whole theory on this is to keep the weight of the energetic flow, blend, communication with you and spirit lower. I am talking heart space and lower. Because what we do as mediums, in the first few seconds, we go within, we silence, we breathe, we still, we shift our awareness, we alter our state. That's great. That's all gravy. That's easy. But what we do as mediums after that is where we kind of shoot ourselves in the foot. And that is, as soon as we start receiving from spirit, whether it's seeing or an awareness with knowing or a feeling, we take our attention that we had brought within ourselves in that lower space, the heart, solar plexus space, where we centered ourselves, and we let it go. And somehow we let go of that grounding with what we're receiving from spirit. We get excited, we get nervous, we want to chop up what we're getting, we think about what we're receiving from spirit, we're hanging on to all that info, and all of that right there that I just listed takes you away from heart solar and up into the brain space. Mind space, head space. I'm literally talking about our conscious mind messing things up in the space where the conscious mind is at, our heads. And it's when we do that as mediums that we make things harder than they need to be, because nothing needs to be thought about in the mind. Nothing needs to be held onto in the mind. Energy does not need to be felt in a blend with spirit in the mind. My belief is that all that good stuff happens lower, and the mind is literally the speaker connected to your mouth, okay? And that's all it does. Your mind and your mouth are the speaker. It is just supposed to project what you are receiving in the lower part of your body. Now, I realize that I am a very untraditional, different, out there mediumship teacher. I know how this will sound to some of you. I know that some of y'all love to rely on your little image and knowing snapshots that come in so high without feeling. I know, and you can have a good session with those. You can. But I believe, as comfortable as that feels to those of you working like that out there, there is a deeper, more beautiful, and profound experience that not only we as mediums can feel when we keep the root of the communication and blend in the heart and solar plexus between those areas. It's not just a more profound and beautiful experience we can have, but it's also one that I feel the sitter or client or audience can witness and feel themselves. I also feel it's where the good, meaty evidence comes in. I really do. And so this exercise, hand over heart, is something that I've tried with my students. I did it this last Monday in circle with my students and my brand new year one students this morning. Wow, it was amazing. I've tried it with both of them and we have really good results. We had less snapshots, less images. There was more feeling and knowing. And again, there's nothing wrong with images, but don't do a whole link on just images. You're better than that. And we found that there was less of the images nonstop. There was the knowings that came with them and the feelings that came in more clearly. The images were still received, though, when they did come in. but just in that lower cavity where the knowing and feeling are able to be received or given, filtered up and out more easily. And I also noticed with my students that there weren't long pauses with them speaking, even some of my newer students, my year ones that have been studying for 6 months. And with my advanced students, it was definitely more of a steady flow, my most advanced students, actually. And I think there's some point to this, the keeping the hands on the heart and the solar plexus. So I'm going to describe to you what to do, how to try this with your next practice. Basically, you want to take the hand that you write with, your dominant hand, and you want to put that one on the solar plexus chakra. Then you want to take your other hand and you want to put it over your heart chakra. As for your fingertips and spreading them, I naturally, like I literally have like a little frog webby hand going on. Mine are very outstretched and open. I don't keep my fingers closed, but do what feels comfortable with you. But my hands are open completely, fingers spread all the way when they're over my heart and solar plexus. And I put my hands there first. I guide my students to then close their eyes with me. And I tell them to take their attention within, within their body, where their hands are, inside of them, underneath the hands, to connect with their soul, their essence, and to become still and feel that space. Feel the peace, be in that space of the beautifulness that is them, that is all of us, right? And then I tell them to breathe. That when their mind, that their mind should be nothing but focused on feeling their hands and that energy space in the body below the hands and thinking about their breathing. And I tell them to find, I guide them through a few ways of breathing, but I tell them to find, pick the one that they are comfortable with. I'll do a podcast over breathing later. And then just to be in that space and breathe. You're relaxing the body, you're calming the rapid heartbeat, and you're calming the mind. And most importantly, you are giving attention to the essence and energy that is you inside of you, connecting with that, because it's about to work pretty hard with spirit. And so that's where we need to be kind of loving on it a little bit. And as they bring themselves to a nice, relaxed space, awareness inside, peacefulness, stillness, nice, regular breathing, I then tell them to open their eyes, keeping their hands on their solar plexuses, or their solar plexus and heart, but then becoming aware of the space around the lower part of their body. On the sides of their body, not around their head. And they are to receive a feeling, a knowing, or a seeing down lower. And I stress it's very important not to receive in the head space. These are the images, you know, the snapshot that we get initially a lot of times with spirit that, we don't take the time to let it go and take the weight down to the heart and solar plexus to allow that knowing or feeling to come in clearly. We get that first image in the headspace, head area, and we totally cut off the heart and the solar plexus. And we go up and we even tilt our heads up. And we, it's like we, you can watch a medium work and they'll shift their whole body energy up like, yay, I have an image. And I'm like, no, Bring it back down, bring it back down to the area that your hands will be rested on. And so what I found when we do the hand over heart and they're expanding out, getting those first few pieces from spirit, I found that when we have that weight and that awareness of our hands on those chakras, the tendency to lift the chin up and move the energy up in the body, whether it's at the beginning with the first image you receive or you're centered and you slowly start to drift back up into the mind 3 or 4 or 5 minutes into your contact. Having that awareness of the hands on your chest, it helps you stay anchored. Anchored is a good word for it, actually. The hands anchor your energy of your mind to connect to the blend and the receivings in the lower part where the blend is really heavy. And if you don't have those hands there, I just feel that we raise our chins, we go up high. We have this way of shifting the momentum, the weight of our communication up to the neck, at the neck and above. And it's very easy to see in mediums. And so it's very important when you get those first receivings, those hands on your heart and your chest, I'll tell my students, receive lower. You receive within the arms. Receive within the arms, because the arms will be kind of bent because the hands are on the heart and the solar plexus. And that's literally where we want, like I said, the meat of the communication to unfold. Yes, you can get images in a lower register than high in your mind's eye. I think it's a totally different way of working clairvoyantly, personally. It's more of a shallow way of working with images is what I want to say. It's like a toe dip in. When you're in your mind and you see those images from spirit, it's like you got a little toe in the pond of spirit and the blend. But when you get those images lower, where those arms are out and those hands are on the heart and solar plexus, you get those knowings and feelings. That's when you are immersing yourself into that pond with spirit and diving in. And you're staying under the water. And that's great. And then you go on with the conversation, the see, feel, know. And all of a sudden, your mind comes in for a split second. We're human. We're trying our best as mediums. It's going to happen. And you start to raise back up to the surface of the water, and you're not in the blend as much. That's okay. You go back within, reset, and you drop down beneath the surface and immerse into the spirit person. I promise you, your hands on your heart and solar plexus are like an anchor that keep you underneath that water. There is, I don't think this is talked about a lot, and it's something that after I've watched hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of students work throughout the past 3 or 4 years doing mentorship, even in just my classes that weren't mentorship, I would watch the bodies of my students. I would watch their head and their movements and their motions. And I learned from this. And I learned that, yes, while we can surrender to the blend with spirit people and receive, we have an energy with our physical body. And I don't think it's not connected to the soul. And it deals with the conscious mind. We have both of those that we have to pay attention to when we're working as mediums. You know, it's not letting the weight shift in the physical body up to the mind and the headspace and the conscious thought, the consciousness that is us. We have to tame that lion, and we have to surrender more to the energetic body, which is centered in the heart and solar plexus space. And these hands on those spaces anchor you to keep that there. And I don't think that we ever master it. You can get pretty good at it, but don't beat yourself up if you find yourself going back up into the headspace and snatching onto those images and then maybe a little knowing. You know, it happens. And so you just recenter, put those hands up, breathe, go back, release everything. Okay, spirit, I'm ready. And in comes up and light comes up, and light, almost like fizzing or bubbling up into the mind, comes the communication again from where it was weighted in the heart and solar plexus. Does this make sense to you? It really makes sense to me. And it made sense to my students. I think they found it really helpful with not just snatching the images, but like I said, getting the feeling and knowing with the images and staying weighted with the spirit person away from the conscious mind. There is a big element to breathing with this that I will touch on next podcast. But right now, and that is, I'll go ahead and share it. That is that, you know, when you're breathing and you feel spirit and then you start relaying what you're getting from the spirit person, their evidence, their message, you don't let go of that steady breathing. We want to have a regulation. A lot of times the medium totally stops becoming aware of their breathing. And I feel that we can stay rooted and anchored in the blend in the lower part of the body when we regulate our breathing during communication. It's a muscle memory. And the steadiness of the breathing, what I have found with my students in the second part of this hand over heart exercise, is that it regulates the flow of what filters up. So you're weighted with the hands, you're regulating your breathing. You're in a space where no, feel, and see is working together nicely. And the steady breathing allows for continuous receivings. No long pauses. That comes when you're in your mind. No long pauses of silence. Pauses of silence happen when you have shifted away from your anchor of the heart and solar plexus. And the hands are there. They're going to help you with that. The breathing, try it. I promise you, if you make it a point to, as you're working with spirit and receiving and giving what you're getting, you're out of your mind. It's free flow energy, all forward movement. I guarantee you, if you're breathing regularly, there will be a regularity to your receivings from spirit. So try that. Some deep stuff today, right? It's all good. Can you tell I just live for this stuff, right? and I'm super excited because we had a really good class, first class today with my first group of year ones. I'm starting in July. All three classes filled up. If you missed registering and signing up for one of these 18 spots, I will be back in January opening up more classes. And I may have a cap on that. So if you are thinking about developing with me, pin it and know that January may be your time to start. Until next time, thank you for listening, lovely listeners. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.